Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
David, there are so many things, especially if you're watching late night TV, which actually I go to bed early, but in the olden days, a while back, when I used to watch late night TV, you'd see so many things for keeping your skin tight. There's the exerciser thing for your face and you stick it under your chin. Or I remember my mom like opening her mouth wide and shutting it and leaning her head back. Or, you know, there's so many things out there. Does any of this stuff work or do I just need to go get a facelift? Well, not yet, but...
One, you've got beautiful skin, and that's because you worry about it from the inside out. But you're right. True. And if you're up past 8 o'clock and see some of the late night TV, there are all kinds of widgets that they advertise, and one of them is a facial exercise tool. And a lot of people say, whether you buy that tool or whether you do facial exercises, is it really going to help me look younger? And they show you working out your mouth and all this. That's a myth. It's busted. And here's why. Facial exercises, well, they can help your jawline and your neck, but not around the mouth and not around your eyes. And actually, according to the American Academy of Dermatology, they talk about when you do that, you're actually working your muscles and you're creating grooves down below in the lower layers. But in time, as you start losing collagen and elasticity, they start forming wrinkles. So where you're actually doing more harm than good, it's a lot like when someone smokes. You can tell when someone smokes because they've puffed on that cigarette so much, you start seeing a lot of wrinkles around their mouth. So same thing here. Your best bet is really just a good skincare regimen, not using one of those tools.
Well, let's go back because my weak spots, and I do admit that I have them, I'm noticing on my neck. I'm like, what is happening? There's some laxity. I think I was born without collagen, David. I swear. I'm like, what is happening to me? But anyway, if it helps the neck and jawline, I'm all over it. So for listeners like myself with that issue, should we try it?
You know, that's about it. But to be honest with you, I wouldn't get into all that. I would talk about an important skincare regimen. So using products that will help boost collagen levels, like a vitamin C, which we'll talk about later on today. And we talk about another podcast. There are other ingredients that can help boost collagen elasticity, keep the skin moisturized. Taking care of your body from the inside out is going to be your greatest fight here, not buying an expensive widget to help you exercise. But let's jump to another one. You ready for this? I often get asked by people, especially living out in Florida, before I go on vacation, before I go join the family, I need to go get a base tan. So I'm going to go to a tanning bed and get a base tan, or I'm going to go lay out in my backyard for a few minutes. And that's another myth. There is no such thing as a base tan. Bottom line is, anytime you go out in the sun, you're exposing your body to UV damage. Tanning is dangerous, period. So whether you use a tanning bed or go out in the sun, and to me, tanning beds are even worse, but that's a whole nother conversation. So my point is, you don't want to tan, you don't want to do a base tan, because all you're doing is adding extra exposure to the UV rays. Tanning causes wrinkles, age spots, and can even lead to cancer. So avoid the sun. If you're going to go out and have fun, don't waste the time getting an extra tan before you go. Use sunblock. I know you may not want to look pale, but in a very short period, you're going to actually start getting exposure to the sun. But we're trying to minimize it so we all look better as we age. So certainly don't do anything that's going to create this base tan. That's a myth. It's not going to help you. All it's going to do is create more problems.
Yeah, it's so true. And there are so many great tanners on the market. And if you could just quickly, just again, how do you avoid the streaking?
You know, real quickly, what I would do is exfoliate the body first to get rid of the dead skin cells, apply a self-tanner. It is not a base tan, but can get rid of the paleness if you want to look a little bit tanner as you go out, but it's not going to protect you from the UV rays. Do it lightly. Apply a light color. Don't go to one heavy, because a light color you could apply a second time and get to your tan level, and if you miss a spot, it's not as noticeable.
All right. Now, another thing is, do more expensive products really work better? And I want to mention something that I saw in Time magazine. They had these really luxurious facials. One was gold. Another one was caviar. And I thought, I don't know, is that really going to do much more than a nice basic facial, that DIY that we can get from your wonderful book?
Thank you. No, I got to tell you, I wish it was that easy that I could tell you the more expensive or the more money you spend, the better it's going to be. But that's a myth also. That's not true. I will tell you, good ingredients are expensive. If you want natural ingredients, ones that are pure, ones that are effective, there is a cost to it. Nothing in this world is free. You get what you pay for. So obviously, the real low-end brands, the brands you see at the dollar store, the inexpensive, cheapo ones at the mass market, those aren't going to do much for you, okay? As a matter of fact, I think they'll do more harm than good. However, you don't need to go to the other extreme and pay a lot of money. There, you're often paying for packaging. You're paying for the advertising. What you want to do is learn to flip it and read the label. If you just flip the bottle over, read the label, figure out what ingredients you're looking for. Are you looking for antioxidants? If you're looking for certain vitamins, if you're looking for certain peptides, figure out where they're at on the ingredient statement, because they are in descending order. And let me give you one more clue. If the first ingredient is water, that's the majority of the product. So that's what you're paying for. So take a look, buy something that's moderately priced, find a brand you trust, ask questions of the brand. If it doesn't give you results, all brands return it. If they're not honoring it, at least the retailer will. So they're on your side. But the most important, learn to just flip it, read the ingredient statement, and if the first ingredient is water, that's my first clue. And as you know, I like formulating without using water. I like using all just pure ingredients and making it concentrated like I do in Pure Attitude.
Well, that's why I love Pure Attitude. And seriously, I know I've mentioned this before, but my husband, who honestly, I've been with him for 15 years. I've never heard him say anything about skincare products, and he is raving about yours. It's made, and he said, oh, I see a difference in my skin. I see a difference. He has a nicer glow, and his hair looks better, and, you know, that shaving cream smells so good. I have to admit, I've swiped some to shave my legs with. What is that smell? Is it like hydrangea or what? It's so beautiful.
It's actually natural ingredients that get you there. We use no synthetic fragrance, and that's the key. When I tell you to just flip and look at ingredient statements, is make sure there's no synthetic fragrance. Get rid of all the dangerous ingredients you and I talk about often. You can even go to RadioMD or JustAskDavid.com and download the list of what to go shopping with. But let's jump ahead to make sure we cover them all for everybody. There's a couple more myths we want to make sure we cover. I would tell you one I get asked often is, if I have dry skin, I'm not going to get wrinkles, right? Well, that's a myth. We all age. I'd like to think I don't, but we all age. Wrinkles are inevitable. There's nothing you're going to do to stop it. We're on a train ride. We're going from point A to point B. Now, the goal is to slow down that train ride and enjoy that ride as long as we can. So by not taking care of your skin and drying out your skin is certainly going to accelerate the signs of aging. So while I can't prevent them completely, I can help you minimize them by having a good skincare regimen, by moisturizing your skin, moisturizing your body from the inside out. Drink plenty of bottles of water. Use a moisturizer no matter your skin type. If it's formulated properly, it will take dry or oily skin and help normalize it, but oil is not moisture. So get something like high levels of sodium hyaluronate, which is hyaluronic acid, that will help bind moisture to the lower layers of the skin. Now, I got to tell you one other, is I often am asked, are organic products safer than natural or even just everyday products that aren't even natural or synthetic or natural or organic? I'm going to tell you, don't be fooled. On the front of a lot of brands, and I see this all the time, they'll stamp it organic or natural. And there are some rules to organic or natural, but they're not what you think. There is no rules on the natural side. So I'm going to tell you, poison ivy's natural, but I certainly wouldn't put that on my face.
No,
you're not going to either. Okay, so don't be fooled by something that's just natural or even saying the word organic. First of all, they can be misleading. So number one, learn to just flip it, read the ingredient statement, and find out if it contains some of the harmful chemicals we say avoid. You want to make sure it's free from parabens, synthetic fragrance, synthetic dyes, anything that ends in ETH, any of the glycols or the PEGs. And you're going to find those ingredients that I say stay away from still in products. I was asked to endorse a line to put on Just Ask David's website of an organic makeup line. I look at the ingredients, and they have all these things I'm talking about not to have in their organic makeup line. Actually, with three different lines were shown to me just recently. I pull up the ingredient statements, and every single one had known cancer-causing chemicals in it. And I'm saying, but yet they're still organic because of the way things are defined by the government. So you got to learn to read the ingredient statements. I don't care what it says on the front, organic, natural, or either neither. You want to make sure it's safe for you. These are a few of the myths that we've busted. I appreciate you joining us here today. This is David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. We're going to have a bunch more tips coming up for you, so stay tuned. Stay beautiful and stay well.